Biltmore Oswald, The Diary of a Hapless Recruit by Thorin Smith.
September 6th. This is being written from the gate. My bag and hammock are beside me. Tim lashed them together for me so they wouldn't come undone. We are waiting for the truck. Tony, in his excitable way, wants to kiss the guard goodbye. The guard doesn't want him to. My last moments at Pelham have been hectic. The doctor said I looked 100% better than when I came in, but that wasn't enough. If you didn't look at me very closely, you wouldn't know that I was such an awful dub. This is progress at any rate. The telephone wires between Mother's house and the camp were dripping wet with tears when I phoned her that I was being shipped. However, she braced up and said she was proud of me and said she hoped I'd tell the captain goodbye and thank him for all he has done. I assured her I would do this, or at least leave a note. Polly was a trump. The spider talked to her and said that he was going to save the best uncut stone for her that he had ever bitten out of a ring. The spider has been very valuable to us all. He seems to have the uncanny faculty of being able to take the cloth straps off other people's clothes right before their eyes. Consequently, we are well supplied. At present, he's looking at the handle of the gate in a musing way. I think he would like to have it as a souvenir. Here comes the truck. Pelham is about to lose its most useless recruit. I must tuck these priceless pages in my money belt. Wish I had a picture of Polly. Well, here's to the high adventure, but there's something about that submarine provoker I can't quite get used to. It seems just a trifle one-sided. However, that is in the lap of the gods. Instead of a camp, I will soon have the vast expanses of the ocean in which to demonstrate my tremendous inability to emulate the example of one John Paul Jones. Bear a hand there, buddy, the PO has just cried at me. Buddy, I came in, and buddy, I go out. We're off. I can dimly distinguish Mr. Fogarty, that unscrupulous dog that abandoned my bed for a couple of influential yeomen. Farewell, Fogarty. May your evil ways never bring you grief. I do wish I had a picture of my sweetie. The end. This has been Biltmore Oswald, The Diary of a Hapless Recruit, by Thorin Smith.